Hello world, this is Dollar Saint One, broadcast from Faith and Success Dreams. Glory be to God for another day of grace. Glory be to God for another day of mercy, vision, dreams, and miracles. These vision words are very important because it's concerning your faith, your mind, your spirit, and your lifestyle today, and your lifestyle that's coming, that's connected to your vision, your purpose, and your dreams. It is okay to be different. It is okay to be special. It is okay to be unique. Don't feel bad because you're special or different or unique. And don't think ain't no room for your dreams. The world will try to twist tie the truth and say ain't no room. But my vision words to you today, like the old folks used to say, there's room on the cross for your vision, your purpose, and your dreams, because you're still here and God is still there. We're heirs of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, the father of many nations. Daniel 3, verse 16 through 26 speaks to this, and how we should conduct ourselves and have an attitude towards our vision, our purpose, our dreams, and being different, special, in maintaining our uniqueness through these times. Verse 16 through 26. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown in a blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. See, the world wants you to worship the gold images and they gods that they set up. But real kings and queens, we don't worship those things because ain't no power in those things. There's no return in those things but death. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of his strongest soldiers and his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them in a blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robe, tunics, and other clothes, were bound and thrown in the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace was so hot, the flames of the fire killed the soldier who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. The king Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisor, "Wasn't there three men we tied up during the furnace?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in a fire." This is something that we always need to know in his lifetime. Unbound and unharmed. And the fourth looks like the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the open of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servant of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out the fire. It's okay to be you in his lifetime, because there is room on the cross. Let us pray. Prayer call. The Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, saying thank you, dear Lord God, for this great word today. Thank you, dear Lord God, for this great life today. Thank you, dear Lord God, for great blessings today. Thank you, dear Lord God, for great new lifestyles today. Thank you, dear Lord God, for vision, purpose, dreams, favor, and grace on the cross, dear Lord God. Because we know there's room on the cross for our vision, our purpose, and our dreams. God, we speaking as the kids of the promise. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. So thank you, Lord, for dreams coming true. From the rest of the year, all the way through next year, dear Lord God, we're here because of the promise that's confirmed today, dear Lord God, to lift others up, to show love to others, to heal others, to encourage others, and for the weak, dear Lord God, to make them strong again. Because somebody out there weak right now, dear Lord God, they in devastating pain, and it feel like it's not stopping. But just like the lady in the Bible, dear Lord God, we're reaching out to touch the hem of your garment. And we're speaking, we'll heal, dear Lord God. Praying for the lame, the blind, the sick, single mothers, single dads, those in a jail cell, those in a nursing home, that you reach out, dear Lord God, and touch them with the same anointed that we just touch your hem, the Lord God, and heal them right where they are. Lord, we all in a time of need. Grant us understanding. Grant us wisdom. Grant us courage like the Lion of Judah. And grant us this prayer of the promise. Because you remember your promise you made with your servant, Abraham. So, dear Lord God, we know you remember the vision, the purpose, and the dreams you gave to us. Amen.